one everywhere. Now, can you imagine being in that room as Jesus is speaking with the disciples? He's risen from the dead. They're just waiting for the next step to take place. And Jesus looks at these 11 fishermen, former tax collectors, former rebels, and he looks at these guys and says, hey, guess what? Now the job is yours. Go and do it. What would your feeling be? Jesus, are you nuts? Do you know how big this world is? Now, to the disciples, their world ranged from about Spain to the borders of India, where the Roman Empire extended. That was their rule. Imagine if they had all the knowledge that we have today. A planet of 6 billion plus people, of hundreds of different languages and cultures. Some will be very appreciative of the message. Others will be violently opposed. How on earth are these 11 men going to do this incredible, immense job? And to put it even more to where we are today, how on earth are we going to do it? How do young people, a young couple, leave Canada to go to Thailand to minister to those people? How do a young couple from Canada go to China to minister in the universities? How do young families leave this country and go to South America and Africa and the othermost reaches of the world? How do they do it? Folk, they don't do it in their own strength. They don't do it in their own wit and genius. Yes, they're trained. They're educated, but folk, there is only one way that it can happen, and that is by the promise of God's power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you before, John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Folk, you don't have to go to Thailand, Africa, China, South America to fulfill God's call upon your life. When you leave this room today, you are in essence going into the mission field to be with your family, to be at your school, to be at your workplace, to be wherever God has placed you to be. You are Christ's ambassador, and he has placed you right where you are for a purpose, and that is to be his light and to be his a spokesperson to tell people the good news. And folk, you've got a choice. I have a choice. I can try to do it in my own wit and genius and strength, only to be discouraged. Or I can try to take all the courses. I remember taking a course in Bible college called Personal Evangelism. And that in that course, we learned a set, rote, word-by-word speech that we were to give people when we were telling them about Jesus. We would go door to door in various communities around Peterborough and in Toronto. And I will never, ever forget the one time we were part of a ministry team in downtown Toronto on Yonge Street. And there I noticed a couple of people. I don't know if they were doing a drug deal or what they were doing, but I went up to them and they stopped me and said, stop right there. I know what you want to do. People have already tried to talk to me. I'm just not interested. Just kind of put me off just a little second. I said, oh, and why would you say that? And I'll never forget what he said. He said, it's quite simply, all you've got is words. You don't really love me. That just really ripped into me. Because he was right. I had the words. I had it by rote. I knew what to say to every argument that he might give me. But there was something missing. And folk, you can have all of the words by rote. But what we need, if we are going to see transformation happen in this community, in order for us to fulfill the mission that Jesus has given us as a church, We need the power of the promise of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, for it is not a luxury that we can just put on a shelf to look at, but it is an absolute necessity for life and for ministry. I'd like us all to stand this morning. And the worship team is going to come back and they're going to lead us in worship. I'm going to continue this next week. But I thought of that word that God gave to Alistair, to Maria, about the tithing envelope. That which was lost, God is going to restore. I'm looking around this auditorium and I'm seeing, you know, we're about half filled this morning. If everyone up on the balcony were to come down, this bottom floor would be comfortably filled. So we're about half full this morning. Each and every one of us has a friend, a neighbor, a family member who needs Jesus. And it just takes one person to invite one. This room will be filled. But we're not just into filling a building. We're in our ministry is to see lives transformed. So as the worship team leads us in worship, and as they after they do, I'm going to come back and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for the wildfires up in northern BC. But more than that, we are going to pray for our friends and our family who need Jesus. Do you believe that this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, just continue to lead us this morning as we pray and as we believe God to transform our families, to transform our friends, to transform our schools in Jesus' name, Lord. And God, just help us as we lift you up now in worship in Jesus' name.